Right, good morning and welcome. Let's enjoy this music while we try to ping some people into the room. Glory to God. Good morning again. Some technical difficulties here. We're going to get started in a bit. Just trying to share the room. Yes, it is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Going to be an awesome day. Every day, really. You know. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How's everyone doing this morning? Hopefully, you're all doing well. Amen. I'm just, trying to share the room. You can also help me share the room. Share it on your hallway. You know, when you click the share button, it just says share on Clubhouse. And you can share it that way. Or you can invite your friends. Or both. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. You are the one, Lord, who fights my battles. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Lion of Judah. Amashiach, Lion of Judah. Glory to God. Good morning. Yeah, I always love to come into his presence with a song, with singing, with praise. You know, and it's a good thing. Scriptures say in Psalm 92 verses 1 and 2, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness when you come back in the evening every night. It's a good thing to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Praise God. So bear with me when we start these rooms in the morning. You know, we'd like to just get it in there with some singing, some praise, some music, you know. So if you're not patient enough, you might just run off. But it'll be good, you know, so just hang in there. Good morning, Sister Pearl, Sister Grace, and Sister Buki. God bless you. Welcome. Please share the room. Share the room. I only see two shares, one of which is myself, you know, so share the room. Click that little share thing, the one with the up arrow pointing up. You know, and do the one that says share on Clubhouse. You know, that would just put it on top of your hallway. So anybody, it can be visible to anybody and they can join us. And also, when you say invite people, you can share it that way. There's also the copy link. You can copy the link and post it to people who may not even be on Clubhouse at the moment. You know, and send it to them by WhatsApp or text. They will be able to join. Then also the share via link. You know, I try to use all these links to, advertise the room. Share via link. You can put it on Twitter. I already put it on Twitter this morning. But I tell you what, when I initially scheduled this room, I had PM instead of AM. So I went to open the room this morning. I was like, where is it? You know, so, but thank God I was able to realize that and fix it. So we are here again this morning. And we thank the Lord for giving us the grace. You know, he's giving me the grace now to get up early in the mornings. I don't usually get up early in the mornings, but I've been doing it now since we started this room. Actually, I get up, you know, this morning I got up like 3:30 a.m. I mean, that's amazing, you know, for somebody who doesn't like to get up in the morning. But I think that's changing. That is changing. You know, I'm kind of getting used to it. Just hanging, you know, hanging in there with the Lord and see what he's doing. And I keep saying, Lord, I am willing. Just make me willing. You know, I got to do this. You know, just get up early in the morning, come into your presence, share the word of God with my brothers and sisters, you know, get supercharged to head on into the day. I mean, it's amazing. You know, as we come into the presence of the Lord, as the Lord encourages us, what a blessing to go in the strength of the Lord with that for the day. And it's kind of an awkward time, you know, for people, but it is what it is, you know, and we'll just hang in with the Lord. You know, whoever may join, you know, and people tend to join later on, you know, as the day goes, as, you know, it gets a little more into the day, but it's okay. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for, oh, what another day, another opportunity to share fellowship with our brothers and sisters, and as many as you will bring into the room, Lord. And we'll just fellowship around your word. We'll encourage another, one another. Even as the scripture says, well, the carpenter encourages the goldsmith and so forth like that. And we encourage one another. And we just trust that you will be a, this room will be a blessing. Yes, be a blessing to us. And that we will go in that strength of the Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, particularly for giving us the grace to get up early in the morning and to acknowledge you at the beginning of the day such as this. And I thank you, Lord, because you promised us that when we seek you with all our hearts, we will find you. I pray for the grace for us to be dedicated and to be devoted. You know, that we will not, once we put our hand on the plow, we will not look back. Glory to God. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity right here this morning. You know, it's a beautiful morning. And Lord, we just thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Ah, there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. I say there is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. You are my helper, my helper. You are my helper, my helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Oh, we lift your name higher. Just sing along with me. We lift your name higher. 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 Oh, yeah. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, again. You know, in the morning, you know, the scripture says, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And there's some amazing things about this quality, the quality of the morning such as this, yet to be delivered. You know, we're still figuring it out. You know, it's just amazing. Psalm 110 verse 3, you know, says that people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Wow. Are we willing? Well, make me willing, Lord. It's my prayer. Just like the man said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. So we say, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing, Lord. Help me to be willing. You know, and but here is the powerful thing that he says about that. You know, so powerful. He says, in the beauty of holiness, that same verse, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. I mean, the dew of the morning, the beauty of holiness comes upon us to renew our strength for the day. Amazing. Simply amazing. Thank you, Lord, for that revelation. As we come into your presence this morning, we receive strength. We receive strength. We receive strength. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, we have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come. We are come to receive strength. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me this morning. And let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Let us magnify his name. Let us exalt his name together this morning. I sought the Lord and he heard me, delivered me also from all my fears. Amen. Looked unto the Lord and they were enlightened and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried. Oh, I resemble that remark. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The angel of the Lord, I'm reading from verse Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. What a promise. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that trusted in him.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him.
Amen.
The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord
shall not
want any good thing. And may I also say, they that seek him early shall be satisfied. Amen. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Well, here's a secret. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. Good morning, Sister Ify, Sister Grace, good morning. And Sister Justina, good morning. Come join us on stage if you want to. We love that in this room. We want people to be on stage, you know. That may not be the case in other rooms, every room that you go to on this clubhouse. But for me, you know, I want you to come on here, let your voice be heard. You know, of course, if you can't, or you are in a noisy place, you know, that kind of thing, then you just stay in the listening lounge. You know, but if you can, you know, you come to the stage and let your voice be heard, especially when we are praying together. Of course, when the speaker is speaking, everybody else is muted. But when we are praying together or praising the Lord together or reading the Psalms as together as we are now, feel free to join in, because it's a good thing to always kick off the room with just the blessings of God, and just bless the Lord. We are the one blessing the Lord this morning. We're not asking him to bless us yet because he's already blessed us. So we need to bless him first. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We are going through Psalm 103 now. Who forgiveth, my goodness, all thine iniquities. Now that's all. And who healeth all thy diseases? That's all. Who redeemeth my life? Let's make it personal. He redeemeth my life from destruction. Who crowneth me with loving kindness. Read it for yourself like that. Crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth my mouth with good things. So that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh my goodness. Doesn't Psalm 110 and verse 3 say that in the beauties of holiness, the Lord gives us the renewal of youth from the womb of the morning, such as this? That's right. Psalm 110 verse 3, we just read that a few minutes ago. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses. His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He's slow in anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. Now, if that's you here this morning, I want you to say, thank you, Jesus, because that's me. The Lord has not dealt with me after my iniquities. The Lord has not rewarded me after my unrighteousness, but he has been amazing in his mercy towards me, despite my imperfections, and sometimes despite our disobedience, despite our reluctance, despite everything, if we really think about it, the Lord should have had it up to here with us, but he's still so merciful and so gracious. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. One thing I know is I fear the Lord in my heart, so that I know, and as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, that alone, just think about that for a minute. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. That's a song we used to sing, they say, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise the Lord, my sins are gone. Where are they? They are underneath the blood, on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise the Lord, my sins are gone. Jesus said, he that is forgiven much, loveth much. I mean, if you never had any sins that the Lord should forgive you of, maybe you only love him a little, but those of us who are, deep in, and he brought us out of the miry clay, cleansed us with it, Lord, put a new song in our mouth. Oh, then we ought to bless the Lord. Somebody ought to shout the praise in the room here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. One of the best ways to bless the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Julius Adeyemo. Welcome. you know, good friend of mine from Nigeria come up to this stage, if you will. One of the best ways to bless the Lord, you know, David used to command, you know, the people and say, now bless the Lord your God. And when he said that, all they would say is, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So let's do that this morning. Let's just do that this morning. You know, I've got a powerful ministration that's coming in just a few minutes, but I just feel that, you know, let's just bless the name of the Lord. Let's never be in a hurry to not bless the name of the Lord. I mean, because that's the reason we were created, is to bless him. So let's do that out of Psalm 136 this morning. I want you to join me in Psalm 136. Let's read from the King James. Let's read together from King James. And if you have your electronic Bible, find the King James Version. You know, and that's the one we're going to do today. And let's do Psalm 136. And it is amazing how that every sentence is punctuated by the mercy of the Lord enduring forever. Every single sentence is punctuated by that. So we're going to do that. We'll read it responsively. I will read the first part of the sentence, and you will say, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We got it? So I will read the first part of each sentence, each verse, and then you will say, for his mercy. And I want us to do it together. If you're on stage, unmute your mic so we can do this together. Let our voices be heard together. You know, there was a time it says, you know, it came to pass when all the people lifted up their voices and their voices were heard as one, and all the trumpeters and the singers and so forth like that, and they caused their voice to be united, to be heard. It said then that cloud and the glory of God came down, you know, when they were about to dedicate the temple. So it's an amazing thing. So let's do it together. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
For his mercy
endureth forever. You got to join me in this. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. And you will say, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. For his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders. For his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and a stretched out arm, For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, to him which divided the Red Sea into parts,
for his mercy endureth forever.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it,
for his mercy endureth forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, For his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness,
for his mercy endureth forever.
To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us, oh my goodness, who remembered us in our low estates, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies,
Amen. For his mercy
endureth forever. He giveth food to all flesh. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven.
Amen.
Mercy endureth forever. You know, he could have written that psalm and removed all those "for his mercy endureth forever" and just written it straight like that. But, you know, by punctuating, you know, each phrase with "the mercy of the Lord endureth forever," it's just amazing. Lord, we thank you for your mercy that endureth forever. Glory to God. Welcome everyone to this room. We're going to start right now. I want you to, you know, get in here, enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I believe it's going to be a powerful, powerful session. So here's what we're going to do. Before we get started, if you haven't already done this, I invite you to share, help us share the room. Click the share button. It's the second from the left at the bottom. It has the arrow pointing up. And do the one that says share on Clubhouse. We only have 3 shares. You know, 4. Now we have 4. Share on Clubhouse. You know, all that will do, it will just put it on your profile. I mean, on your hallway so people can see the room. And as they are browsing through, they'll be able to get in here. You can also take a minute and invite your friends. But now we are going to get started. Hallelujah. Today, we have got for us here an amazing, powerful prayer fire room. We've started this prayer fire room, in case you are joining us for the first time in it, since October 1 this year, because of the call to prayer that the Lord brought. And also because the Lord said it is time. You know, when the Lord wants to do something, everything the Lord wants to do, first of all, starts with him. There is nothing that happens in the heaven without first an unction from his spirit, an unction from the spirit of God, you know, and the unction from the throne of God too. Remember in the beginning, you know, when God was going to do all those great works, you know, everything was without, you know, form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deeps, and so on and so forth. The first thing, you know, was that the Holy Spirit moved. So that nothing happens, you know, except he does that. You know, so the Lord gave us the word, you know, this month, Genesis 8:5, as we were entering into the first day of the month, you know, it revealed to us how the waters had been receding and how on the first day of the 10th month. And so we took it prophetically and said, on this 10th day, on the first day of the month, shall the tops of the mountains be visible. And from that time on, you know, the Lord also gave us Leviticus 6:12-13. You know, when God tells you it's time, you are just almost there. You can see the top of the mountains now, you know, but then you got to pray. That's exactly right. You know, that's how Jesus did it. You know, when he was almost time and he grabbed a few of the disciples, he said, look, it's almost time. Let's go pray now. But they didn't pray. They went to sleep, unfortunately. And, you know, it took Jesus 2 or 3 times as long as it would have taken him if they would have joined him in prayer. He came back 2 or 3 times. Hey, what are you guys doing? Pray. And they didn't pray. He went back again. Another hour later, he came. Can't you just watch with me for an hour? No, they were so, their eyes were so sleepy. And, you know, that is the thing. This is how the enemy wears the believer down. Take away from you your prayer fire. That's it. Once you lose that, you know, it just attacks your prayer life. And that's it. Once you got that, you're finished. You know, so once he attacked their prayer lives there, the disciples were finished. They didn't know it. One of them was still bragging, said, look, I don't care. In anybody, departs from you, or anybody else denies you, not me. I will never. But he didn't pray. You can put your hand to your chest all the time. You can brag all you want. If you don't pray, you're finished. You know, so prayer fire is what gets us going. And we need to repair that altar. We talked about that yesterday. So amazing, an amazing room. I invite everybody, if you haven't listened to, or even if you were here, listen to it again, because, you know, that's so powerful. We got to repair that altar, you know, in order for that fire to fall. And we got to get, you know, prepare that sacrifice in a way that God, when he looks at it, he will come down upon it. If it's not pleasing to him, it's not coming. You know, so we covered that yesterday. You know, so today, battle tested believers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, are you a battle tested believer? Well, let's find out. Let's find out if you have this, you know, what it takes to go through. Amen. Praise God. You know, let's find out what it takes. I mean, if you have what it takes to go through, and if you have that testimony of a few bruises, but you came out anyhow. Let's see if you have that kind of testimony. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 is where we are going to start. And I got some powerful scriptures to bring out this morning, you know, and then we're going to rope it in into our immediate circumstances. We always start from the scriptures, and then we rope it in into our immediate circumstance. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Glory to God. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. He said, look, troubled on every side. You know, I mean, that was his testimony. In fact, one time he said, look, it seemed like us, those of us, we, the apostles, we are the offscouring of the earth. You know, all kinds of things happen to us. You know, we're pummeled, we're done, all these things. But at the end, he said, look, I am persuaded. Glory to God. You know, so let's read it and see all of the testimonies, the great things that Paul said. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. He said, thanks be unto God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Now, that's always. That's not sometimes. That's always. The battle-tested believer is always victorious. I get a few bruises, but you can come out on top every single time. You know, he says, look, he always causes us to triumph and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place, because we are made unto God a sweet savor. Glory to God. Everywhere we go, listen to how he puts it in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 and through the end. You know, talks about all the things that befell them. You know, I mean, this is his testimony. Now, is it your testimony? I mean, are you able to go through like this, or do you pack it in because of anything? You know, it talks about all of the things that happened. And then let's say, look, verse 37 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors, you know, through him that loved us. I am persuaded, he said. Are you persuaded? You know, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. I don't even care what the devil is planning. Glory to God. I know that when I'm up or down, neither height nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Glory to God. Now, is that your position? Is that your posture?
Thank you.
You know, of faith. Is that what, can you say that? You know, here's what he says again in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. You know, he talks about, you know, how he does battle. You know, this guy, you know, he's not a guy that, you know, doesn't know what he's fighting. He's not a guy that's just, you know, beating around the bush. You know, for you to be an effective warrior, well, you have to know who you are. You have to know who your enemies are. You have to have the right weapons of warfare, you know, and so on, you know. And this man, my goodness, he knew what he was doing, you know. And he says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, you know, verses 26, he defines, you know, how he's, you know, attacking this warfare sometimes. He said, look, when I run, I don't do so uncertainly. When I fight, I'm not just beating the air. I'm not doing shadow boxing. No, I know who I am fighting. I know where to land the punch. You know, they're not just beating around the air. You don't know who, you know. No, he knows how to zero in and put that killer punch. He knows it, you know, and, you know, because he's been through a few battles and he's come out. He has a few bruises, but look, he's got the victory. And he said, look, when I fight, I don't fight as one that is beating the air, but I keep my body under, put it in a subjection, you know, and all that. When I preach to others, I don't myself want to be a castaway. There are many ways why we put up, how we put our body under. We covered that yesterday in the sacrifice and the fire. Now, so here are some other testimonies from other people. The psalmist, I love the psalmist, you know, through everything that he goes through and, you know, everything he went through, he never would give up. He would never give up. And he knew how to encourage himself. And I'm going to tell you some stories, too, about the, you know, this man, this young man, David, you know, some things he went through. You know, I'll bring some perspective about it. Psalm 42, though, is a place where you can see how David was dealing with, you know, the things that he went through. Now, some things, whatever it was that he was going through, you know, he knew how to deal with it. You know, so let's look at Psalm 42, sorry. You know, I'm going to start at verse 3. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. You know, I mean, there are people that are going through, they're burdened, there's just all kinds of things, you know, going on in their lives. You know, and I remember, you know, a very dear sister, we were, Alexis, we were, you know, just, I was just so, you know, moved yesterday when she came up on stage. And my heart just went out, you know. I mean, sometimes we go through like this. And he says, look, my tears have been my meat day and night. Why they continually say unto me, why, where is thy God? And the enemy will do that to you too. He said, you think God loves you? Why are you going through this? You know, we might have lost a loved one. We might have been through this or through that. But look, this man said, when I remember all these things, I pour out my soul in me. I went with the multitude, even to them that, you know, to the house of God, and voice of joy and praise, those that kept holy day. Now, let me stop there for a minute. You know, sometimes people come into these rooms like this, but yet you have burdens in your heart. You even go into your house fellowship or your, you know, your church services on the ground, and, you know, people are shouting the victory. They are jumping up and down, and you are in the midst there. And you try to put in the motions, but there is a burden in your heart, you know. And this is what this man is saying. Look, I went with them to the house of God that kept the holy day and the voice of joy and praise. But in my heart, I was cast down. You know, there's all kinds of things going through. But is he going to stay down? Not a chance. He said, look, why art thou cast down, O my soul? He began to talk to his own soul. Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope. And he has an answer. You know, he has an answer. You know, he's going to stir up himself. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And look, I tell you something. If somebody tells you that they don't have ups and downs, they're lying. Everybody's going through all the time. you know, sometimes a little more than others and sometimes a little less, but we all have these things. But the beauty of it all is, you know, the word through. That's the beauty of it all. The battle tested believer always comes through. That's right. And, you know, sometimes you ask people, hey, what's going on? They say, well, I'm going through some things right now. And if anybody ever said that to me, I always quick to latch on to that word through and say, well, by your own admission, you have just said that you're coming out on the other side, because that's what going through means. Glory to God. And this psalmist, he knew how to do that. You know, in Psalm 23, he said, look, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he already knew he's coming out on the other side. He never said, though I walk into the valley of the shadow of death. If you walk into, that's a dead end. But if you pass through, you already know you are coming out on the other side. And I remember when we had a New Year's Eve service last year at our local church here. You know, I said to the people, we're not going into the next year. We're going through the next year. Glory to God. Because by faith, you know, I was already in the year after that. You know, amen. You know, you're going through. Hallelujah. So when you're going through stuff, you know, you already know you're coming out. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 says, when, not if, but when you pass through. So that's the word there. You're always passing through. When you pass through, you know, the waters, they shall not overwhelm you. When you pass through the fires, it will not kindle upon you. But the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there with you. You know, listen to what Jesus told the disciples in Mark chapter 4. He said, let us go over to the other side. That's like passing through. So once the Lord says that, that's it. That's done. You take that and run with it. You can go into the boat and all hell can break loose, storm up and down, toss the boat all over the place. But Jesus is going to sleep because he already said, let us pass to the other side. We're going to the other side. We're not going, let us not go into the water and perish. No, that's not what he said. Let's pass on to the other side. So we are passing on to the other side. The captain of the Lord's host already said it. My goodness, he's the commander in chief. He's a 7-star general. You know, he already told us we're going to the other side. And that's where we're going. Whether the storm blows the boat up and down all over the place, doesn't matter. We are getting that word that he spoke will get us to the other side. Can somebody say amen? That's right. The word that he spoke. Not the mastery of the shipmaster, you know, not the mastery of the guy who knows how to, you know, steer the ship. No, doesn't matter. The word that he spoke will sustain itself. We're going to the other side. Listen to what happened in the story of Ziklag, 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're talking about battle-tested believers, how they go through and how they handle situations. You know, we talked about the essence of prayer in preparing for those situations. You know, just like disciples that did not prepare, unfortunately. You know, in the story of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6, the story of Ziklag, how that they came and carried away all, you know, all of their belongings, their wives and everything and so forth like that. You know, but I love this part about how, you know, David handled the situation. You know, the people even spoke of, you know, stoning him. It says in verse 6, David was greatly distressed because the people spake of stoning. Said, look, we went to fight your battles and now we came here and everything is gone, you know, and our wives are gone, our children, everything is gone. And they were, you know, they were angry with him. They wanted to stone him, you know, for because of their, you know, sons and their daughters and everything like that. But the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Glory to God. And this man knew how to encourage himself. You know, sometimes he'll say, look, Lord, you are my shield and my fortress, my high tower. You are, oh God, my deliverer, my buckler. You are my hiding place. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. You know, by you, I've run through troops, and by you, I leap over walls. Glory to God. Psalm 144 and verse 1. Now, this man, you know, troops and no troops will stop him. No walls are going to stop him. You know, he was a battle-tested man of war, and he knew how to go through. And look, when he came, you know, in the story of 1 Samuel, you know, 17 and so forth against Goliath and all that, you know, and everybody was cowering, you know, and afraid. This young man said, look, I am battle tested. I've been through some fights. I got some few scars to show it to you, you know, but, you know, I got the victory nonetheless. You know, this lion, he came to take something that belonged to me, and I was not going to back down from him. You know, we got into a fight. How do you get into a fist fight with the lion? He came out with probably a few bruises, but he got the best of that. You know, he got his what belonged to him back. He got the kid from the flock that the lion took. He got it back. You know, and if he had a few scratches and somebody say, where'd you get those scratches from? He could have said, you should have seen the other guy. That's right. You should see the other guy. The other guy is dead because I took my little knife and stuck it in under his chin like this. Glory to God. And he delivered, got it out of his mouth. And he said, look, even when the bear rose up against me, he was like 9 feet tall when he stood up against me. And, you know, he looks just as tall as this Goliath. I've seen it before. It makes no difference to me at all. You know, I got into a fight with that one as well, and I came out on top. Therefore, this other one that's standing here blaspheming the name of the Lord, he will be as one of those. Hallelujah. Now, that is some battle-tested warrior because he knows his stuff, you know, and he been to a few fights, but he always come out on top. Glory to God. Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life, the light of my salvation, is all of these things and so forth. You know, whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, when the enemies, my enemies and my foes, when they come up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. That was his testimony. And that can be your testimony. Each time that your enemies come up against you, they will stumble and fall. Also, because you will not back down. Back down from any fight because we're not fighting, you know, with the armor of flesh, folks. We are fighting a spiritual fight. And I'll get to some of those weapons in a minute. You know, Psalm 30 and verse 5 says, look, you know, sorrow and weeping may endure for a night. Whew. But joy is coming in the morning. Glory to God. And I don't care, you know, how long the night is. It cannot last forever. At some point in time, that day must break. And we are blessed in the United States, in most parts of it, to have the four seasons, you know. It's not a two-season year for us. And even in the winter months, when the days are shorter and the nights are much longer, it doesn't matter how long that night is. It cannot last forever. At some point, that day must break. Glory to God. And when that day breaks, that signifies that victory right there. Joy is coming in the morning. You know, we know these things, but it's good for you to hear them again. It's not that you don't know these things, you know. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. This is one of my favorite verses when I talk on your posture of faith in the face of anything. You know, I call it declaration of faith. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. You know, if you have your Bible, I want you to open it and let's declare it together. You know, I love, you know, of course, the King James is what I use, you know, but, you know, if you have it, I'm going to read it to you, but I want you to look at, somebody can post that scripture for me as well. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. This, I call this the declaration of faith. This is what this man said. For the Lord, now remember, in Isaiah 41 verse 10, the Lord already told him that I will help you and I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord already told him that. So now, no matter what he's going through, he's going to latch on to that. And he says, for the Lord God will help me. Now, he's not praying that the Lord should help him. He's declaring that the Lord is going to help him. The Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This man put his game face on. That's right. You know, he's not going to be bothered. He's a battle warrior. You know, he already seen the victory. Glory to God. And do you know that the Holy Spirit will show you the victory ahead of time? You know, that's it. Jesus said it himself in John chapter 16 and verse 13. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, when he comes, you know, he will testify of some things, but he will also show you things to come. Showing you things to come, including showing you the end game, the result of the struggle that you are in right now. He already showed you that you already came out on top. You know, he'll show you things to come. Glory to God. You know, when I know that the Holy Spirit has shown me the victory, then I go in the strength of the Lord. It doesn't matter. You know, I already, you know, when I was a young man, I used to read a lot of books. We called them novels back then. I would pick up a book, and when I wanted to read, the first thing I did was went to the back of the book. We read the epilogue. I read how the story ended first, you know, and then I tried to fill in the gaps in my head. So how does this story end? You know, that's for the battle-tested believer. The story ends as it says in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. That's the end of the story. You know, so what happens in between? Well, you know, whatever. But the end of the story is you got the victory. You know, and look, the good, you know, fighters, you know, I watched a few boxing fights in, you know, in the day. You know, and those big championship heavyweight fights, they go for 15 rounds sometimes, you know, and we're going 15 rounds, folks. So it, just because you got knocked down in the third round, it's not over yet. And when God is in your corner, it is never over. Hallelujah. It is never over when God is in your corner. He's always got one more move. I did that already here on Clubhouse a few weeks ago. You know, he's always got one more move to pull out. And when you get knocked down like that, here's what the Lord is saying. He's in your corner and he's saying, get up. And the devil in the other corner and all the mockers and these, you know, the scourge of the tongue and everything like that, they are saying to you, stay down. Stay down. But the Lord said, no, get up. Now, so, I mean, whose word are you going to take? They stay down, the mockery, you know. Look, I have determined in my heart, by the grace of God, from the time I was a young man and I began to understand how faith works, I determined in my heart that I would never give the devil the satisfaction of thinking he got me down. No, it's not going to happen, you know. And I'm like, you know, Micah said it best. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Now, he was a battle-tested believer. He said, look, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Somebody post that scripture for me. For look, when I fall, I shall arise. He's not going to stay down for the count. I will arise and I'm going to come back and I'm going to win that bout. You know, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Now, this is it. You know, sometimes the devil will tell you, yeah, you see now, you're in darkness. Because God, you're not hearing the voice of God anymore. You know, there are times when we are in the light. It seems like you're on top of the mountain. The voice of God is coming. You know, it's telling you things and you're just, you know, you're just moving and things are cool. And sometimes it seems like the voice of God is not there. And those are the dark days. You just seem like, where is the Lord? You know, and the psalmist will say, Lord, where are you? Make no tarrying, oh my God. And he'll be looking. But I tell you what, the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. Glory to God. The word he told you when you were on top, that's why Paul said, whether I'm on top, whether height, nor death, nor anything. When you are on top and the word came to you, that was when you were in the light. When the days of darkness come, when it seems as if God is nowhere, remember what he told you when you were in the light. Even Jesus said the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. You know, and then you strengthen yourself with that. And you double down. And you don't give up. And you don't give in. A devil may chip shot you a few times, but you keep bouncing back. I will not stay down for the count. Glory to God. And they are counting 1, 2, 3. And the enemy is saying, stay down. But your corner is saying, get up. And glory to God. I have seen fights where the man that got knocked down in round 3 or whatever got up and engaged in the fight again and eventually won that bout. Glory to God. Because he did not stay down for the count. So being knocked down, you know, the devil said it. I mean, the devil will try to knock you down, but Paul said it. He said, look, we may be knocked down, but we don't stay down. We may be cast down, but we are not destroyed. We may be perplexed, but we don't despair of life. Never give up and never give in. You know, take it on the chin and come back again. That's right. That's a battle-tested believer. It's not that you don't, you know, you don't have any scars and you've never been, if you've never been in any fight, we don't know that you're battle tested, but you have been in a few fights. You have some few scars to show for it, but you come out on top. You know, Paul said, he said, look, let no man trouble me anymore because I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've been in a few fights. You know, he fought with, you know, lions and things, you know, all kinds of things happened to him, but he come out on top. He said, look, these are the marks. These are the marks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've got the marks to prove it. Now, do you have the marks to prove it? You know, have you been able to come through and overcome? Jesus had incredible promises for the overcomers. Now, that's not promises for just anybody. That's promises for the overcomers. You can read it in the first 3 chapters of the book of Revelation. Incredible promises for those that overcome. The one I like the best is, he that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and I am set with my Father in his throne. I mean, there are other promises like, look, he that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the house of my God. He doesn't need to go up and down anymore, in and out anymore. No. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. He that overcometh, I will give him a new name. That new name will spell overcomer. Praise God. He that overcometh, you know, it just went on and on and on and on. I will give him the morning star. You know, these are promises for the overcomers. They're not promises for just anybody. You know, now to be an overcomer, there must be somewhat to overcome. There must be something to overcome. And now let me put it to you this way. If you cannot overcome the little things, how are you going to overcome the big things? Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. He says, look, and if somebody can post that scripture for me, I'll be appreciative. Jeremiah 12 and 5, he said, look, if you have run against footmen and you are weary, how can you contend against horsemen? you run with somebody who's on foot and they weary you, they dust you, as we are used to say in the days when I was a track and field athlete. I said, we're going to dust him because you see the dust that's coming from your feet behind you. You know, you run with footmen, they dust you. How are you going to contend against horses? If in the land of peace, wherein you trusted, you cannot even overcome, what are you going to do when Jordan overflows, when all hell breaks loose? That scripture means, look, you must win every fight. You must climb every mountain and you must win every single thing. And every victory you win is like another pearl in your crown. Glory to God. In the day when the Lord makes up his royal diadems, you know, I'm putting those crowns for every victory. And Paul said, look, not only for me, but those who win the crown of life, and they'll have medals. You know, how many medals will be in your crown? And every victory you get, small or great, you get a medal for it. It'll be your crown. Glory to God. So don't give in and don't give up. Now, you must win every fight. If you don't win the little things, how are you going to win the big things? Now, Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16 says, the righteous man may fall 7 times. He may get knocked down. Devil may cheap shot you. Now, but he's going to get up again. But I tell you what, if you use prudence and you put on your prayer fire, most times you can avoid those cheap shots. You know, I mean, most of the time, the cheap shot of the devil is when we are careless. We're not paying attention. And the devil, he knows. I mean, he's like a viper. He's waiting and he knows when to strike. You know, and if you watch how those predators, those animals, you know, that prey over others, you know, the lion, the tiger, the cheetah and all those things, when they're looking, you know, they're just looking, you know, they're looking, they're waiting for the careless one. You know, when those deer and all those things, when they are bonded together in a group, he can't strike because he doesn't know who to strike because there are strength in numbers. But, you know, God help the one that goes astray from that group. When he leaves that herd and goes astray, he's dead meat. That's it. That's it. He's dead meat. That leopard, that cougar, that lion or whatever is going to zero in on that guy. And he is dead meat. You know, dead meat. So that's why the Bible says this. Look. He says, be sober and be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. Because your adversary, the devil, is going around looking for whom he may devour. Now, he cannot devour everybody. You know, if he can devour everybody, he would not need to look. He would just be devouring everybody. But he can't. He's looking for the careless ones. He's looking for the ones that don't have their armor on. He's looking for the ones that are not battle tested. When he come up against you, remember, he's a bluffer. He comes up, but he's very good at it. He's already been defeated, but he'll pull something over everybody's eyes if they don't know where they stand. So he'll come after those that don't know where they stand. And if he can get away with it, he will try to devour them. You know, that's why. So he's looking for whom to devour. He can't devour everybody. But if you are a battle-tested believer, you will put that devil in his place. Glory to God. That's why he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, don't mess around with him. You know, put him in his place. Get him out of there. Give him no room. He said, neither give place to the devil. You know, don't give him any place whatsoever. You stand in the victory of the Lord and don't give any place to the devil at all. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 4:30. Don't give place to the devil. Now listen to this. In Philippians 4:12-13. I mean, this man Paul, he had some incredible testimonies. You know, he said, look, I know how to be abased and I know how to be abounding. That I know how to be down, I know how to be up. I'm a battle-tested believer. I can be up, I can be down, but neither height nor depth, whether I'm up or down, none of these things will separate me. You know, in everything and everywhere, I am instructed both to be full, to be hungry, to suffer need, to go through all these things. It doesn't bother me because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Somebody post that scripture for me. Can you do all things? Now, this scripture is so powerful. This is not, repeat, this is not Christ can do all things through me. We know that. No, that's not what he said. But he said, this is his own testimony. I can do all things. Do you know that you can do all things through Christ? Well, Christ is in you and he's giving you that power. He said, behold, I give you power. That's right. Over unclean spirits to cast them out. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10 and 19. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Did you also know that in Luke chapter 10, this same Luke chapter 10, you know, that the Lord was, you know, he was giving an illustration of how that devil, how fast he gets away from the real power of God. He said in verse 18, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, lightning, that's moving at the speed of light. That is 186,000 miles per second. That is how fast the devil gets away from the true power of God. You know, that's right. Jesus said, look, I beheld him fall as lightning. Oh, glory to God. When God turned around and looked at him going just once, he blasted out of there, moved as far as lightning, you know, as fast as lightning. Now, that's when you have that true power of God, you can put the enemy to flight. Glory to God. I want everyone, by the grace of God, God wants us to become, you know, battle-tested believers. Yeah, you can take one on the chin, but you're not going to go down. And even if you go down, you're not going to stay down. And sometimes you will not even go down because you are clad with the power of God. And listen, when you are down, you must get up. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. God puts it into your hands. And I want somebody to post that for me as well. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says, look, you know, you yourself, you have to deliver yourself. You know, don't wait for some pastor and some apostle and some prophet to do it. You yourself, because God has given you the power. You know, you need to shake yourself from the dust. You know, loose yourself from the bands around your neck. And he said, look, you captive daughter of Zion, you do this for yourself. And God has given you the power. And I like to call this scripture, snap out of it. Snap out of it. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. Loose thyself from the bands around. Don't let the devil put any bands around your neck. Oh, no. I'm not going to put my neck under any yoke of bondage. No more. Not again. This life, this body, this my life is under new management. I'm not going to let the devil come in here and mess me around. No way. I will not put up with that. I've been through a few fights, but I come out on top in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. So, you know, this is an encouragement for you today, no matter what you are going through. Listen to what Habakkuk said. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. He said, look, though the fig tree does not blossom. It seems as if you read all of it, it looked as if this man was bankrupt. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd. I mean, just think about it. One thing after the other. He lost it all. Economic, you know, dismay. And he said, look, I don't care about you know, all of that, even when in the midst of all that, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. I love how these people, you know, always, you know, put the Lord as their strength. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet. My goodness. He's going to put speed to my feet. I can move because the Lord is with me. You know, he will wake me to walk upon my high places. Can you say that? I'm coming out of all that economic woes, you know, and all those things, and I'm coming out on top. The Lord will put me on top. Glory to God. And these people, my goodness, they were battle tested. And listen to this in Job chapter 14. I love this. Then I'm going to give you some promises and we'll take a quick look at some of the things we need to put on. You know, Job chapter 14. I love this in verses 7-9. You know, Job said, look, when things are, well, it's not actually Job that said it, but it says here in Job chapter 14, you know, verse 7. You know, sometimes you look at a tree that is dying. And I said before that here in the United States, we are blessed with many seasons. You know, one of the seasons is that in the winter, these trees just die. All the leaves fall in the fall, and then by winter, they are dead. I mean, the tree just looks like nothing happening, you know. But it says here that, look, even when it looks like that's the case, there is still hope. There is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Oof, glory to God. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, glory to God, it will bud again. Ah, you know, so the scent of water, and what is the scent of water? Ministrations such as this will give you that needed booster, you know, to revive and come back again. And it works even in the natural. I've given this testimony multiple times. I've been to the backyard when we first planted some shrubs and trees, citrus trees. One of them died. My wife wasn't happy about it. You know, I went over there. It died. I mean, it died. We withered away and everything. We planted four of them in a row, and this one died. You know, and I went over there. I sprinkled a little water over it, and I spoke this Job chapter 14, verse 7 to it. I said, through the scent of water, glory to God. And I sprang, I just sprinkled some water on it. I say, you come back to life. And the next thing I know, I mean, this thing is flourishing. You know, it is flourishing just as well as the other ones, maybe even better. It's just flourishing. Came back to life. Because that word will work. You know, you just got to know how to use it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm not afraid to speak to even inanimate objects. Doesn't bother me at all. It's the word of God. You know, so, you know, where are we today? Well, let me quickly give you some promises, and then we'll talk about a few other things. And then we'll go from there. And then we're going to pray. You know, remember what I said before, that you got to win every fight and every battle. In Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, he says, if you faint in the day of adversity, then it means your strength is little. So don't faint. I mean, look, don't have little strength. Have big strength. Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, say, be strong in the Lord. You know, don't be weak. Don't be a pushover. Quit ye like man. Don't be a pushover. You know, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, that people that do know their God shall be strong and they will do exploits. So don't be weak and don't be a pushover. You know, put on the full armor of God and let's see what that full armor is here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. You got to put on this full armor. You know, you got to be fully clad. You know, Paul, he was in prison. He was looking at those Roman soldiers and so forth. And he would write some of these things, you know, to help us figure out how we ourselves also must be battle ready. You know, my brethren, he said, finally, be strong in the Lord. You know, don't be weak and don't be a pushover by the devil or any circumstances. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, this is the ultimate warrior. You know, it's the ultimate battle, you know, believer, you know, battle proven, battle clad, armor ready. You know, he said, look, put on the whole armor so that you may be able to stand against all the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, people are always thinking, oh, this man is doing this, that person is doing this. Well, no, look, your fight is not with flesh and blood, but it's against principalities. And yes, there are principalities. There are powers. And there are rulers of the darkness of this world. And there are spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, and look, this spiritual wickedness, they're trying to exact their will upon the earth. They cause accidents. They cause violence. They cause evil. You know, they enter into human beings to take up a gun and go shoot up a school, you know, with little kids and so on and so forth. You know, they're doing all this crazy stuff, you know, getting to some, you know, crazy ruler that wants to go and destroy some other place, you know, and so on. Spiritual wickedness in high places, they exert their will upon, you know, the children of disobedience, you know, and all that, you know, and in your life, you know, all the things that come against us. Even the little foxes that we talked about yesterday and everything else, whether they are little, whether they are big, you know, here's how you combat them. Take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, you must stand. Just see how many times he talks about the word stand here. You know, put on the armor, he said in verse 11, and stand, you know. And here he talks about in verse 13, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. And then verse 14 again, he says, you know, stand therefore. You know, so look, don't be knocked down. Be on your feet. Stand therefore, having your loins, you know, that's belt. Having your belt, you know, is like a girdle. You know, you put this thing, you know, the soldiers, when they get dressed, they strap this thing on. You know, put it on. You know, put it on. Have your loins girded about with truth. You must know the truth. You know, what is truth? You know, Pilate said, you know, what is truth? You know, the truth is the word of God. Jesus said, look, John chapter 8 and verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, but no, the truth by itself doesn't set anybody free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. If you don't know the truth, you know, I covered this some weeks ago and at our local church here when I was doing the wisdom series. You know, if you don't know stuff, it's not going to set you free. You got to know the truth and know where you stand. Even in this land, in the United States, you got to know your rights. You may be doing something and the somebody may come, law enforcement, and they, you know, try to bully you and so forth. You got to have your rights. You know, I mean, if you're walking along, you know, on the street, and you have a placard in your hands, you know, and you're just trying to pick it, is what they call it here. And you're not making noise. You're not disturbing the traffic. You're not disturbing anybody. You cannot be arrested because, you know, our laws guarantee you can do that. But, you know, so, but if you don't know your right, somebody can come there and bully you, or somebody can call the police on you. When you are on public property and you're a taxpayer, now, if you're on private property, you know, that's a different story, you know, but if you're on public property and you're a taxpayer and you're not disturbing the peace, you're just out there carrying a sign, there is nothing, you know, I have been downtown in front of the police thing and so forth, carrying placards one day. They couldn't do nothing because we're just standing on the street, carrying placard, and they're walking by, because, and they look and see you're not breaking any law. You know, so it is the truth that you know that empowers you. So you must be empowered by truth. You must put on the breastplate of righteousness. You must wear the shoes, you know, say, blessed are the feet of those that proclaim good news. The gospel of peace, so powerful, you know. Above all, you take the shield of, I love how he put that on, above all. You know, the strongest part of this, your, you know, weaponry and your armor that you are putting on is the shield of faith. And you know, those Roman soldiers, they used to have this iron thick shield, about 6 inches thick. They carry them in front of them, and the people, you know, in those days, they used arrows, bows, and things like that. They had to build those things strong enough that arrows cannot penetrate. Take the shield of faith that you can be able to quench all the fiery darts or the arrows of the enemy, and have on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You got to know how to use that word, you know, and always use the word. Speak the word only. We've covered that in this room already. It's the things that God already said that you say that makes a difference, not what you said if God didn't say it. Now, so use the word of God. You can find that in Lamentation 3 and 37. Who is it that saith and it comes to pass? When the Lord has not commanded it. But when the Lord has commanded it and you repeat his word, then you are on the way to victory. And then prayer is the last thing. Praying always with all prayer. So are we not in the prayer room here? The prayer fire. So this is the weapons that you must take with you. And here are a few promises to go with you for your day. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. If someone can post that scripture for me, that would be great. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. Here's the promise of how the Lord, he will go with you. Glory to God. Here's what it says. And the Lord, he it is, doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Neither will he forsake thee. So fear not. Neither be dismayed. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? Glory to God. The Lord will go before thee. Let me check the chat room and see if somebody posted that. Thank you. Thank you for posting it, because that is so powerful. The Lord, it is he that doth go before thee. He will be with you. He will not fail you. You know, that's right. You know, you're not going to the battle alone. Your battle commander is with you. He's called the captain of the Lord's hosts. He's with you. He will not forsake you. He will not fail you. So, in fact, everybody should memorize this verse. And don't fear and don't be dismayed, because, you know, he's with you. Glory to God. We've already covered Isaiah 43 and 2 that says, you know, when you pass through the water or the fire and all these things, you know, you're not going to be overwhelmed. It's not going to kindle upon you, because you're coming out on the other side and God's going to give you the victory. You know, but I love this Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, he said, look, you know, I referenced this earlier, you know, said that the Lord said to Isaiah, I said, I will be with you. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my. These are incredible promises when you go into battle. You know, now there are 1,000 promises in the Bible for various things. You know, I'm not covering all promises of God today, you know, but I'm talking about things that strengthen you when you go to battle. You know, battle promises for the battle tested believer. You know, and if you have a few scars, but you came out on top, you need to say, you got to see the other guy. That's right. You know, when I was a little boy, you know, I got into a few fights. You know, I was little in stature, but I didn't like bullies. You know, I never put up with any bullies. You know, and even though I was small, I always got me some. I always got me some. Anyhow, you know, I wasn't a believer or anything, so I got into those few fights. You know, now when I came into the Lord, you know, I still had that fire in my soul, you know, that I was not going to put up with anything. Now, but I do it a little differently this time. You know, I don't need to put up physical fists. Sometimes I need to. But, you know, I don't put up physical fists to fight anymore. But I know where my power is at. Woo, glory to God. And I'm not, till to this day, I don't put up with any bullying from the devil. No. No, 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 no. No way, no sorry. I am not going to put up with that because the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. You know, these are the things, this is, you know, how we need to be. And listen, you know, if you have, you know, a testimony, you know, of devil try to beat you down, yeah, but, you know, but you did not stay down for the count. You need to share those testimonies, you know, and I want you to come to the platform and share, you know, because, you know, we want to encourage one another. Look, it doesn't matter what we're going through, and we will go through, you know, and I mean, I wish I could stand here or stay here and tell you that, look, everything is going to be hunky-dory, no trouble at all. It will be hunky-dory in the sense that you will win. But, you know, not to win, you got to fight, you know. So, you know, peace I give unto you. Peace is not necessarily the absence of trouble. You know, some people think peace means the absence of trouble. Well, that's true. But it also means even in the midst of trouble, you know, that's the best kind of peace. Where everybody say, what? How can you be so calm? You know, I mean, when all hell is breaking loose. Well, why not? Because my peace I live with you, not as the world give it. The peace that's inside of me is not the world, and the world can't take it away from me. You know, so I have peace even when the storm and all hell is breaking loose. Why? What was the difference between Jesus and the disciples in Mark chapter 4? When he told us, you know, let us go to the other side. And he went and started to sleep at the back of the boat. And the storm came and the others were panicking. What was the difference? Jesus was prayed through. Jesus used to wake up early in the morning, such as this, and go to the mountain and pray. And the disciples would be eating the whole time, you know, just eating. And so he was even defending them. The Jews, the Pharisees and all of this say, well, you know, why do these Pharisees and their, you know, followers, you know, fast, but your disciples are only eating all the time? And Jesus said, don't worry about it. You know, as long as the bridegroom is around, they don't need to fast, but the days will come. You know, so these people, instead of praying, they were not praying, you know, and then in the hour of temptation, you know, they panicked, they freaked out. This is what this is a big difference that happens when, you know, when you are in the face of a fight for your life. Are you going to freak out? You know, when you are in the face, I mean, this storm was blowing the boat up and down, tossed this way, you know, I mean, it's like they're going to perish. And they came to the master and Jesus was sleeping. How can you be sleeping at this time? Don't you care that we're going to perish? How can you sleep through the storm? There is a difference, folks. This man was prayed through. Glory to God. He got up early in the morning. He already prayed through. He knew that storm was coming. And he already knew he had the victory. So he said to them, we're going to the other side. Glory to God. We're not going to go and perish. So he spoke the word. He can go to sleep. Hallelujah. Now, put your prayer fire on. You know, oh yes. Put that thing on early in the morning, you know, and the spirit moves on you during the day, put it on. When it moves on you in the evening, put it on. When it moves on you at night, put it on. And then praying in the Holy Ghost, you build your spiritual capacity. Verse 20. Oh, when you do that, you can take a few minutes and you can pray in the Holy Ghost and you can build, you know, and the more you do it, the more you like to do it. And you can pray in the Holy Ghost and build spiritual capacity like that. My goodness, you pray against things that you don't even know that's coming down the road. And God, you know, will give you the victory every single time. So ladies and gentlemen, this is our admonition today. This is the room today. And we are in this hour of power. And we're going to be back tomorrow, by the grace of God, same time. Join us every morning, same time. You know, God has called for it. We're trusting the grace of God to continue to do it. We have other rooms that will come from time to time. You know, this weekend is going to be a power-packed weekend. You know, on Saturday, I believe we'll be doing two rooms in the morning. We'll do this room, this prayer fire room, and then we're going to do another room 3 or so hours later. It's going to be powerful. You don't want to miss any of that. Follow the club. Follow Lady Ebon and myself individually so you can see when we start these rooms. They're going to be powerful. But enough said. Enough said for that one. Right now, I want to hear your voice. Those of you that are on stage. I want to hear from you, you know, how this, you know, exhortation today will propel you forward. I want to hear from you. And if you have a testimony to share with the room, share it while you're on stage or share it in the chat room as well. Good morning, Sister Buki, Sister Julia. God bless you. Welcome to the stage. Take a few minutes and share with us. God bless you. Sister Buki, are you there?
Maybe she's at work and she can't talk.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. Well, Sister Lola is raising her hand. I'm going to bring her to stage. Anybody else in the audience, if you have something to share, you know, how this will propel you forward, or even a testimony, you know, of how you come out with a few bruises, but you got the better of that anyhow, because you are battle tested. Battle tested doesn't mean that you'll never have a few scars. Even Jesus himself, he has some scars. And, you know, at the end, he still has those scars. He will show it to his house. Say, look, I got these wounds in the house of my friends. He's got those scars. He's got the scar on his side. He kept it there, you know, to show it to people that, look, I've been through. So he, you know, you got some scars, you know, but, you know, did you come out on top? You know, can you say that thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph? Can you say that the Lord is my glory and I lift that up off my head? Glory to God. Sister Carl, what about you?
Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor. You know, the scripture that says, for there's a hope of a tree, even if it be cut down, it'll sprout again. And you mentioned earlier that sometimes God will show us the end when we're in the midst, either about to go into a battle or in the midst of a battle. And, you know, sometimes whenever I have a revelation or a dream, I write them down, especially if they're vivid, a dream or a vision. And so I remember a few years ago, I went through a horrible, dark season. But now, just a few months ago, I went back and I record dreams. Sometimes I'll handwrite it. Sometimes I'll put it in my phone and it timestamps. So I looked back to a timestamp, you know, months before the dream. I mean, months before the difficult time. And God showed me that I was going into a horrible time. I was falling from the sky and I was pleading with God, just begging him, please deliver me. Don't let me go into the depths of hell. I mean, the depths of hell. Save my soul, God, please. You know, just praying and then making my peace with God, thinking I was going to die and go to hell in this dream. But the Lord kept me. He helped me to get onto land. Land softly and walk into a building. So, you know, I forgot that I had that dream and I just wrote it down. I never remembered it again. After I came out, I went back and saw it and I realized, oh my gosh, God was showing me it's going to be okay. You'll make it. You'll land softly, you know. And when you said that scripture, it just reminded me of that. He gave harbingers. Actually, there were other dreams and visions showing me you will land softly. It's going to be okay. You know, showing me that the end will be good. But I just forgot. You know, thank God I happened to write it down. That's all. Bless everybody.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah. The weapons are warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. You know, I was about to post that scripture and I see that. Thank you, Elisha, because you've already posted it. You know, They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm looking through the chat room here to see, did anybody post that Job 14 scripture that I gave, the one you were just referring to, Pearl? Was anyone posted it? You know, we want these things to be posted.
I posted it earlier. Yes, I did. I think.
Yeah, because it'll be with the room, even during the replay. The scriptures will be there. People will be able to hear it. You know, thank you, Elisha, for posting that one. You know, it is the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against, can't be above, against the knowledge. That means come against side by side, try to, you know, toss out the knowledge of God in your life, you know, and bring it into captivity. Every thought, anytime the devil comes against you that you cannot make it, you bring that thought into captivity. You know, you avenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. We talked about obedience yesterday, you know, so powerful, powerful weapons that we have here. Thank you so much for sharing that. And God bless everyone. I'm going to go quickly to Lady Ebon. You there? You are on mute still.
Oh, I mean, sorry. I went to look for the Job 14. All right, that's okay.
Somebody said,
wow. I was magnetized into this messages, the scriptures, they're powerful. Glory, glory be to God. I sure have testimony. You know, my battle is taken to a different level right now. You know, that God is able, you know, by his power, not by my might, not by my strength, to reveal to me even battles, plans of the enemy, you know, and then equip me so that I can fight the battle. You know, I don't know if I shared this sometime about the wedding that just passed in August. The Lord showed me that it was going to be a battle, that I better be ready to fight, that this is not going to be an easy task. And I said, what in the world is happening? What's going to happen? And the Lord just said, the devil is trying to fight this wedding. So you better be ready. You better equip yourself in prayer. Equip yourself and be ready to fight. When he comes in like a roaring lion, that be ready that I will devour him. I said, okay. So when the devil starts raising up his ugly head, I was battle ready. I was battle ready. And the Lord has prepared me for the battle. He has prepared me. He has shown me what his plans are, you know, trying to prevent, to stop the wedding. But he was not able, even on the very day of the wedding. He showed up on the traditional. But you know what? Because we called that name and I was battle ready. We have prayed up. The Lord came through. So that my testimony, you know, this is the testimony of the Lord, that it came true for his own at the nick of time, a very present help in time of need. So I thank you for that. Also, I have another testimony that is kind of, you know, before I get into, like, the Lord showed me how, you know, the battle and how the angel, he has sent his angel to fight for me. And I say, wow, I am so grateful, Lord, that you are showing me this, that he has shown his angels how to, you know, fight my battle so that I don't need to worry. I say, okay. So the Lord has, you know, really, really positioned, you know, when you walk with him, he will fight for you. He will fight for you. So you don't have to lift a finger at all. All you have to do is pray. So I really thank him for fighting our battles. No matter what it is, the Lord comes through in every shape or form. So I thank him. The last one I will talk about was this a couple of days ago, not quite, maybe 2-3 days ago. I went to the store and I, you know, we just talked about in the room, we talked about the name, you know, calling the name of the Lord, a very present step, and he's able to do all things. So I was in the store and I came out I started my car. And the car did not start. I said, wow, what's going on? And the devil was saying, yeah, but what you believe in the name of the Lord Why don't you call him to help you now? You better call your husband to come and pick you up, or call the mechanics or something. And I say, you sneaky devil, I'm going to call the name of the Lord, and he's going to answer me like fire. And behold, I put on the key in the ignition, and I call upon the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, this car should start right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the car just started. And I said, wow, devil, you are a liar. You're a bluff. You just wanted to test my faith. And guess what? The Lord has seen it all, and he has come through. So I just thank God for the victory that we have in him, that will not allow him. You know, it almost got me down at that moment, you know, like saying, oh, why don't you just give up? You know, the car is not going to start. But the car started until today. There's nothing wrong with my car. I've been driving it since then. So the devil was just trying to pull up, you know, some kind of wool over my head, but it's not, he failed flat on his face. So I thank God, and I give him the glory, the honor, and the power, and the majesty. Let it be ascribed unto his name alone, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all, and that's my testimony.
Yes, thank you so much. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Sister Julia, are you there? I'm going to come to you in a minute now. I called you earlier. Are you there now?
Yes, sir. I'm back, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. God bless you. I have to work this morning, which was why I went mute, because I'm trying to prepare. But I want to give God praise. I want to give him glory. You've spoken quite a bit this morning, and yes, we go through. I was sharing with a sister yesterday, because when I was going through some really dark times recently, God took me to the scripture that says, in this world, you will have tribulation. You know, he told me, you know, troubles will come. But when troubles come, they bring the best out of you. These trials that we go through, they teach us patience, perseverance. Of course, we always need some lessons or some work. And so God makes us go through certain things sometimes, because he's pruning us and teaching us. Anyway, with our business, we just went through a thing. But like you said earlier, we went through, because God is good. The scripture that was underlined in my spirit this morning is though you began with it, and the one that says, praise be to God who always causes us to triumph. That is my place. Every time we're going through, I always look at the end of it, and I say, I don't know how this is going to end, but I already know that I'm going to win. How it's going to happen, I don't know. But I already know. I stretch my faith and I say, God, I don't know what this is all about, but I know that we're winning no matter what. And like I was testifying with the business, you know, right now we shut down for a little bit because of so many challenges that we have been through in the business, to the point that I had to pick my soul. I said, I need to leave first. I have to be alive. I have to get my life back before I can even help other people. But, you know, in the little time that we were open, and I don't stay down, just like you were sharing, Pastor, when I get knocked down, I don't stay down for the count. God always helps me through. While even when we were, you know, it looked everything was going bad, we're not making profit and all, I counted my blessings. God taught me, you know, that even in the little time, the lives that we were able to touch, these people testify daily. I have some clients, they would not go to any other clinic. Even as we're shut down, they still call me. I'm on telemedicine now. We're not physically open, but they would not go because of what the great things God has done for them through us. And I give him the glory, I give him the praise, I give him the honor. Through him, we always triumph. He always causes us to triumph. So I just want to share that. When you're going through something, just look at the end of it. Because of the word that God has given us, we know the victory is sure. No matter how bad it looks, we have the victory. Always in Jesus' name. I'm just going to make it short and sweet. God bless you, everybody. I have been blessed by this. You know, sir, I'm just going to take a few minutes. I am not one that wake up at 4 o'clock. I don't think I wake up at 5:30 and I start to, you know, do my morning thing, devotion. I have to leave home by 7, but God has woken me up every day. Today I woke up at 3 something and the Spirit of God just says, start praising. Just start your day, start praising. Have your time with me before you go into the room. So I did that and I came into the room and the pastor just continued with the praise. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. It is wonderful. The refreshing has been so great. I am prayed up and I bless God. I thank God. I wish I didn't have to go to work. I really am praying for, I told God yesterday, Lord, you need to bless all your children, bless us so that we don't have to hurry to work, because it's just beautiful to be in his presence. And I just feel so blessed. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen, amen. But go in the strength of the Lord, even in the marketplace. He's with you. Glory to God. And, you know, just go in there, shine and radiate and touch some lives, and that you will find the reason why he allows you to do that. You know, so thank you so much for sharing. That's beautiful and powerful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to Sister. Have a great day, Sister Buki at work. Sister Julia, have a great day. I call her Sister Buki. You may see her as Julia because we know her by other names. God bless you. And, so have a blessed day at work in Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow by the grace of God.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. Let me go quickly to Sister Lola. Good to see you. It's been a while. Welcome.
Good morning, Pastor Yato. Good morning, Mommy Ebun, and everybody on the stage. Thank you so much for this room. I actually just found out. I didn't know you were having these rooms. So once Dana told me and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I have no choice but to be a part of these rooms. But this was such a blessed, I'm so blessed by this message, because I believe it's so timely, especially just through just some battles that I just overcame recently. Glory be to God. But I just wanted to quickly share a testimony. This is a testimony from about a few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. There was a time where at the old church that I used to go to, I used to sing in the choir and I would like lead praise and worship. And I remember there was a point where I started forgetting the melody and the lyrics to songs. And these are songs that I can sing in my sleep, songs that I've been singing as a child, like just very simple, nothing, you know, it wasn't like a new song, not a complicated song. But as soon as I would get on the altar, it would just disappear. And it got to the point where I didn't want to sing anymore. You know, I was so afraid of going, you know, up on the altar and having to lead and just looking, you know, like a deer in headlights. And I remember I just started praying, you know, God help me, you know, just God save me, help me, you know, that I don't forget, and just praying and praying and praying. And then I remember going up one Sunday feeling defeated. I really did feel defeated, but I didn't stop going on the altar. Like I didn't cancel, you know, I didn't tell anyone that, okay, I'm not going to sing anymore. I knew I had to keep doing it. And I knew that, you know, that was what God wanted me to do. But it was just like, I didn't know what to do. And I remember getting on the altar this one Sunday. And, you know, I was praying to God. And then I heard the Lord say, why are you asking me to do what I've given you power to do already? And what I gave you authority to do already. And literally, as I heard that from the Lord, my prayers changed to begin like binding and pulling down strongholds. Literally, I got up on that altar and the pastor was like praying. He was praying, you know, like a introduction prayer. And as he was doing that, I began to cast them out. I began to pull them down and I began to take authority over the altar, over everything. When I tell you that Sunday was probably like the best, the best praise and worship, the Holy Spirit filled the whole atmosphere. And I loved it because, you know, every battle I found in my life, the Lord teaches me. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 144:1, right? And, you know, David says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." And I find that every single battle I'm in, you know, there's a point where the Lord literally, the Holy Spirit gives me a strategy and say, "Hey, listen, this is how you fight." And sometimes when I don't know what to, nowadays, when I get in a battle, I go straight to the Holy Spirit and say, "Holy Spirit, what's the strategy?" Because a lot of times you overcome a battle and, you know, the enemy can't shake you with that anymore. So he tries something new. He's not going to keep trying to hit you with the same thing when you overcome and you understand that strategy. And so it's always new. And I just remember that time how the Lord showed me, like, you know, you're praying for things that you already have. You already have this authority. So start using it. And ever since then, like, you know, I take that. So I just wanted to share that that testimony, just, you know, to encourage everyone, really, like, even in the midst of the battle, if you feel like you're being hit, you're being, you know, punched or whatever, you know, the Lord gives us strategy. He gives us so many different ways. I have so many testimonies of how the Holy Spirit has told me what to say, how to say it, scriptures to pray, declare, and different things like that. So that's just one testimony of just overcoming that battle. But this is such a great room. Thank you so much for this. And I will definitely be joining in. God bless.
Man, well, praise God. Sister Lola, good to see you again. God bless you. Yes, we, you know, I gave that scripture also towards the beginning of the room, the Psalm 144 verse 1. I love that scripture. God who teaches my hands to fight, my fingers to war, that kind of thing. I also gave, you know, the one that, you know, Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 26 to 27, that look, I fight strategically. You know, I don't just, you know, do like I'm fighting the air. You know, you gotta know the technique. You gotta know where to land that punch. And the Holy Spirit is the one that does that. There's also this one I like, you know, Psalm 18 and verse 29. And let me see if I can post the scripture or maybe somebody can post it for me. I love this one. Don't think I mentioned it today, but the first person that finds it can post it for me. You know, by my God, you know, I run through troops. And by my God, I leap over walls. You know, this man, nothing is going to stop him. I may have referenced it, but I'm not sure if I gave the scripture. You know, and I love the way he's not going to, you know, be stopped by, you know, anything, roadblocks or anything. It doesn't make a difference. He'll be either going to jump over it, you know, run around it, bulldoze it or whatever. But, you know, nothing's going to stop him. He's, you know, he's going to keep going. Glory to God. So thank you so much, Sister Lola, for, you know, for sharing that. That's a powerful share. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for posting that, Sister Pearl. Yes, by my God, say by thee, you know, I have run through a troop. And by my God, I leaped over a wall. I mean, nothing is going to stop this guy. Put a wall there, he's going to leap over it. You put a troop there, he's going to run through there. Put something there, he's going to bulldoze it. He's going to keep winning. Praise God. You know, so powerful, powerful share. Thank you so much. Okay, let me go to Sister Dana. Good to see you this morning. What say ye?
Oh, good to see you. Greetings, everybody, and thank you, mighty Yahweh. This has blessed me. Oh, my goodness. Scripture after scripture after scripture. I've had to come into town and I was like, I've got it on loudspeaker everywhere while I'm listening. So I didn't miss any of it. And it's been such a blessing to my life. And it's, you know, loads of the Psalms that you mentioned, even up to this week. You know, the Lord turned my hands about my fingers to war. Psalms 18 was one that that was powerful for me a lot, and some Psalms 13. In fact, a lot of them were. They're actually very much confirmations of the Lord reminding me to meditate on the scriptures and to make sure I put them into my prayer life as well. And I'll give a testimony. And this was a few years ago when I was with this ex-partner of mine. And it wasn't very good. It got quite violent. And he went over to Jamaica. And I was like, something's just not right, you know. And then the Lord showed me in the spirits, the witchcraft that was on my life. I was like, wow. And at this point, I bought my flights and I left Malta. And I came back to the UK. And it was, you know, the warfare was happening. And it was at that point, the Lord showed me in the spirit, the dark prince that he'd sent, that Satan had sent for me. I was like, why would he send a dark prince? And they were speaking in a demonic tongue, and the Holy Spirit allowed me to have the understanding, to unlock to my understanding, so I could understand. Because I was like, this is a language I've never heard in my whole life. This is not of this world. And I understood that it was like they were sent on assignment. But whilst I realized as I was going through, even though I was, you know, praying with the Lord all the time, this same spirit kept manifesting itself in other people that were trying to walk into my life as a partner over there. And I thought, what is going on? And I realized how important it was to give my whole heart to the Lord, because at that point I realized even more so now how it wasn't just not just a witchcraft that was on my life, but also the fact that they run in packs. Those demons do. They run in packs of like spirits of suicide, spirits of depression, spirits of confusion. It was like an overrun pack that was trying to literally pull me down into the pits of hell. I can only thank the mighty God every day that I didn't walk into the sea and take my life. And it's true when they say in when it says in Proverbs, to raise a child in the right way so they don't depart from it when they're older. If I did not know the Psalms, if my grandmother and my mother didn't bring me into church as a child, and I didn't know those Psalms to pray, and I didn't know the consequences of what suicide could do to me, and hold on to the fact that God will bring me through, I would not be here today. And, you know, even more so, it's reminded me, you know, the importance of being that warrior that he's called me to be in the spirit, and to do, you know, when he wakes me up, pray for this person, pray for that person. And Psalms, there was a time when the enemy tried to attack me as well in my dream. And as I opened my Bible, because my Bible is next to me, and I opened it to Psalms 18, and in there it says, I've rescued you from the violent man. And in Psalms 18, and the tears are too much because the enemy had even sent nightmares to try and torture me. And then again, after I'd been baptized this year, again on February the 2nd this year, and I still remember it, February the 2nd, 2022, the Lord brought me to Samuel chapter 2, 22, and there it was again, I rescued you from the violent man. And I was like, my God, because this time the enemy had come, just as Sister Lola mentioned, he came this time, it was a more subtle dream, so it was sitting in my subconscious, and I was wondering why I was irritated in the day. And it reminds me how important it is for us to pray and pull down anything, any strongholds, anything that the enemy could have tried to plant in our subconscious mind that we're not even aware of, and ask the Holy Spirit to intercede. And to, you know, the way David wars, and David would go to the Lord first for his strategy. Deborah would go to the Lord first for the strategy. And this is what has been very important. And this is what this room has done, is it reminded me to ask the Lord what spirit is behind that person, so I know how to war and pull down their strongholds, what pact, and call the name out, and I will literally call it and say, name yourself, identify yourself. And they have to identify themselves, because we see this from Jesus called, because when we know we've got the authority of the power of the Holy Spirit within us, they have to speak and identify themselves. And I've heard some of them speak on the spirit of deception, just like immediately had to say it. So I think this is so important that we stand on the sword and the word of God to war and for strategy, but also for our comfort, for our love, and to be very intimate with him and know that he is truly a deliverer, and every day he deserves the praise and to be rejoiced in. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, for using you, Pastor Yatto, as a vessel to impart all of this wisdom, because it is not falling on deaf ears, in the name of Jesus. And I just yield the mic there.
Amen.
Amen. That is so powerful. Thank you so much. And God has given us the power. Cast them out. You know, that's what we do. We cast them out. cast them out. I posted a scripture just now. No enchantment, no divination will prosper against the people of God. And at the end, people will say, wow, what mighty thing God has wrought for them. You know, God has wrought for you. You know, all those demonic powers, they will not prosper against you. Glory to God. And no matter any plans of the enemy by witchcraft, by incantations, by enchantments, by divinations, they won't prosper. And you, everybody wants to be here tomorrow by the grace of God. God help us tomorrow by the grace of God. You know, when I, this room, it's, we already scheduled it and it's called Generational Blessings. You don't want to miss it, you know, so. Because, you know, people talk about generational curses all the time. Well, you want to come and hear the opposite side of that, you know, and it's going to be powerful tomorrow, you know, so don't miss that. You know, thank you for sharing those testimonies. That's awesome. Sister Alexis, good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Yato. I just really want to, you know, thank God, because he is just so gracious to us, and he has shown me personally so much favor. You know, as you all know, I'm
Sister Alexis, I don't know if it's me, but you sound far away.
Yeah, can you speak a little louder or closer to the mic, please?
Hello, is that better?
Yes, much better.
Yes.
Okay, I'm on a headset. As you all know, you know, I lost my husband 2 years ago, and during that season, you know, I was devastated and I was really afraid. I was having nightmares. I couldn't sleep. It was just a lot of, you know, things going on. And I, you know, it was nobody but me and God at this moment. It was nobody but me. I couldn't turn to my mother. I couldn't turn to my friends. Like, they prayed for me and they were there for me. But it was still, I was still missing a void and I was still feeling low. But the minute I just cried out to the, to the Father, and I really just sought him out and was seeking him, and just going back to the word, you know, it was just like I began to feel a sense of peace and a sense of, you know, joy and understanding. And not only that, but my husband, he, you know, I was so used to him taking care of everything in the home. And whenever something went wrong, he would just take care of it. And the Holy Spirit had been leading me on how to take care of things. And I began to get, you know, understanding and revelation, and Lord just kept putting people in my path to just bless me and help me and show me how to do things. And now I know how to change, you know, light switches, and, you know, I've been doing things that I never thought I could do, you know. And I think, you know, God just revealed to me strength that I never knew I had. And I know it was the Heavenly Father just being there for me and carrying me and letting me know that he was there for me, and he's continually being there for me. He has favored me, and I continue to seek him, and he's just been so gracious. And another thing I had to learn was to be obedient, not to be afraid, and to cast down that fear, that spirit of fear, and to know that he will provide. He is a provider. He is a healer. You know, from my finances to my health, God has really, really shown me favor. I was taking medications for lupus, because I was diagnosed with lupus about 10 years ago. And I started out on like maybe 5 different medications. I am now down to 1 medication, and I've not had any, you know, flares, any symptoms, you know. You know, when I told my doctor, hey, I'm not going to take these medicines anymore. And he was just shocked, because since then, I have been probably the healthiest that I've ever been. So I know that was the enemy attacking me. I know that there was that fear and that anxiety living in me. You know, and God just, he just healed me. I went to him and I prayed and I said, God, I need you. So I have to remember to be obedient to the word. Because obedience opened doors. And as long as we can remember that, and we like you say, use the, you know, put on the armor and fight against the enemy. As long as we know that word and we seek him daily, he will give us revelation. He will be there for us, and he will fight every battle. So I'm just grateful And I just want to continue to stay in the word. I thank God for placing, you know, certain people in my path and in my life to keep me at the altar. Like you said, Pastor Yacho, the other day, stay at the altar. Do not let that fire go out. Be on fire for God. And the more I seek him, the more I am on fire for him, the more I am ready to go to battle. You know, like you say, everybody's going to have ups and downs. And there are going to be times where, you know, maybe you don't want to fight. But as soon as you open that word, you remember God's promises. He will be there. He will fight your battles. And I am getting stronger and stronger. I'm excited. Every day I'm excited to read my Bible. I'm excited to hear somebody's testimony because it just builds my faith more and more and more. So I thank you guys for this room. I'm so grateful. That's it.
Wow. 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 Amen. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you for sharing. You know, this has been an awesome room. Thank you, Sister Alexis, for sharing. That's a powerful testimony. My wife was healed of lupus too, you know, many years ago, 1990, yeah. You know, and she's here, you know. Amen. She has a similar testimony. Doctors couldn't believe it, you know, but yeah, you know, we are here, you know. Anyway, that was 1999, crossing over the year, the first day of 2000. January 1, she was healed. And we're here 22 years later. You know, God's been blessing, and we are just, you know, we're amazed at his power. Listen, I want to thank everyone that's been in the room today. It's about that time. We must close the room, you know, and move on to other things, you know, so, but we will be here by the grace of God, tomorrow. Same time. And apologies if anyone tried the link earlier and didn't see it on time. When I first scheduled it, I had PM instead of AM. So when I tried to open the room myself, I was like, where is it? You know, so anyway, I was able to find it on time. We will be here tomorrow morning by the grace of God, 4:15 AM Pacific time. That will be 7:15 a.m. Eastern time in the U.S. And that will be 12:15 p.m. for you in the U.K. or Nigeria, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, so we're going to try to kick the day off real early. You don't want to miss that. You know, this has been our prayer fire room. And as always, before we close, I will remind you of our theme scriptures. For this month, it was Genesis 8 and verse 5. How that the waters were receding gradually until the 10th month. And on the first day of the 10th month, which is when God called this prayer room and we started it, the tops of the mountains were visible. That's Genesis 8 and 5. And so God has been putting us, you know, in this prayer fire room that, you know, we're just within reach, you know, and when something is just right around the corner, that's when people tend to give up, you know. So, but not this time around. God says it is time. The mountains, the tops of the mountains are now visible. Come up to the mountain with me. Glory to God. You know, so that's it right there. And then Leviticus 6, 12, and 13 is our theme scripture that goes throughout the year, whether it's October or not. And it says that fire must be burning and should never be put out. So we started this prayer fire room to do that. Get our prayer on early in the morning. Get that fire lit up underneath us. And go in the strength of the Lord. And I think it's been powerful rooms. Go back and listen to the replays. Definitely go back and listen to yesterday's replays if you missed it. I mean, powerful room on the sacrifice and the altar. I mean, you got to listen to that, you know. And the things we must do to get that fire to descend and lick up that sacrifice. Oh, glory to God. And today's room, thank you, Jesus. It's been awesome. So we will be closing the room now. I'm going to ask my wife, honey, are you there? Let's just pray us out. We'll be closing the room so we can move on to other things. Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father and our God in heaven, we just thank you for this time that we have been at your feet, oh Lord, learning, oh Lord, from you. We thank you, Lord, for the energy. We thank you for the word of God, Lord, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh, and it dwells among us. And indeed, today, the word is with us. Lord, we thank you for the power that is in the word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the enablement that you have given us. And Lord, especially, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God you have used, Lord. We pray for more unction, for more anointing upon his life. We pray for everyone that have participated, that have testified in this room, that you anoint them with more anointing, that Lord, they will have greater testimonies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the grace you have given us, Lord, preparing us, Lord, for that great day that you're going to say, come up hither. Father, help us to be ready. Let nothing hold us back. Lord, let us not look back like Lot's wife, Lord, that looked back, Lord, and was turned to a pillar of salt. But let us look forward even to that great day. Lord, we pray, and that you will receive us, O Lord, for that with gladness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we bless you again for this room. As we go and depart, we do not depart from your presence. We pray, Lord, that your presence will go with us into wherever we're going, to our jobs, to whether we're working at home or going out in the marketplace. We pray that you go with us and bless the work of our hands, O Lord. Bless us and bless the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, again. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, honey, for that. And thank you, everyone, for being here. Follow the room, click the little greenhouse button at the top, and you'll get notification started. But we may not start it on the house of faith. We may start it on Walking with God. Yesterday, we started it on the Walking with God. You know, so, you know, click follow on myself or Lady Ebon. You'll see when we are in the room, and then you can join us that way. God bless everyone. Have a lovely day. God loves you. And remember, you know, be that battle-tested warrior that always comes out on the winning side. And even if you get a few scratches, look back and see the other guy lying down on the floor, all beaten up, that devil, because the Lord gave you the victory. Thank you, Jesus. So go on and be victorious, and thanks be to God, who always causes us a triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, everyone. And God bless you as you enjoy your day. We'll see you again tomorrow morning. Have a good day. And this room will now close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Blessings, everyone. Bye.